is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, we are back. Last portion of the show, Davin's Den Scamming Scammers. Joe, Pip, and myself are hanging out with you. We certainly appreciate you guys spending your time with us. Pip has light and electricity, so we get to see her lovely face yet again. You got that worked out, Pip?
Well, I mean, at least we have the light pack, but... Yeah, easy for me to say. The light popped back on, but I'm leaving my seance candle... I'm leaving my seance candle going just in case it pops back on.
Joe, that was very nice of you to drive the 110 miles to clap in Pip's living room so she could have light again. You're a good man, and you did it very quickly.
Thanks for the clap, Joe.
Always here to help.
Joe Clap. Yeah, Joe Curry, giving people the clap since 1977.
I'm probably the only one who thanked him for it.
Well, you're a good egg. Let's do some scamming scammers. Now, when we last left off, both Joe and Pip feel that, again, this is still a scam to get me to invest in her Forex company, GoFXInvest.com. We tried to have some video chats, and they failed miserably, which is shocking in these things, especially with such a legitimate businesswoman.
I'm surprised.
We last left off, she had to do some analysis on some trades, and I asked her how the analysis went. Now, she was very cut and pasty last time when we were talking about technical stuff. Again, she does not seem to have a great command of her profession, but she's a hot pizza ass, so really, does that matter? I think not.
So, you can forgive everything for a hot pizza ass, right?
I do. So we will pick it up on August 28th of 2019. Which coincidentally is 1 month exactly since her and I started talking. She first reached out to me on July 28th. So we've gone a month. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. We had some insta-hubby, insta-wifey stuff. She hasn't given me the heart. She hasn't asked for an iTunes card. She hasn't asked for a computer. She hasn't asked for money. She's just kind of put it out there that I should invest with her. She's kind of given me the soft sell a little bit.
Very much.
So, this is why we play on. August 28th. So, I asked her how the analysis went, and she says, trading binary is truly profitable. I trade by comparing markets analysis with trading signals. This analyst contained trading point, and I compare this points to the time my software generates a trading signal. And if they correspond, I make a trade. It is a very effective way to trade, and I make a lot this way. I said... I love it when you talk trading. So hot.
Thanks for boiling down her analysis to the most degenerate protons there.
It was boring. It was boring bullshit. She goes, thanks, dear. Trading is part of me now. Like it's some type of spirit ghost or something. I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, really.
I go, make that money, girl. Then you can marry me and buy me a fast car. I'm trying to flip this here. She's going to take care of me. You know what? I'm tired of being the sugar daddy that never delivers the sugar. I want something this time.
Never delivers the sugar.
Fantastic.
She goes, ha, 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 I'm waiting for your investment. Aw. Aw. So I go. Is that how it works? She goes, I'm just saying you should invest. With your profits, I can get you a fast car. And I go, I see what happens with us if I don't invest. I need to boil this down. Where the hell is this going? Because if she's just looking for an investment.
I
don't see. No. You think if I don't invest the money, this is going to end very quickly, Joe?
No, because she's going to start. She's going to ask for a little bit more.
All right.
I think you're totally being the chick here. Where's this relationship going?
Well, that is a recurring trait of Fake Davin. He's often a little bitch. Is that right?
You're needy.
I am needy. It's like real Davin. So I go, I see. What happens with us if I don't invest? She goes, you don't get a fast car. So I laugh. I go, no.
Well, there you go.
Good answer.
No fast car for you.
I laugh. That's I go, right. I have a fast car, boo. The question is, do you go away if the money does not flow to GoFX Invest? I'm putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she says?
She's going to lie to you and say, no. She's going to be with you.
What do you think, Pip?
I'm trying to think about it, and I kind of think that she might actually come out and say, if you don't invest, eventually we're going to say bye-bye.
All right, so we have a difference of opinion. Let's see who's right. She says, no, I won't. Part of the vows are till Instagram do us part. But why don't you want to be a part of GoFX? So she kind of said what Joe said. She's going to keep on going, but she's going to lie and say she's going to stick around. Although I don't think it's a lie. I think fake Gavin is riveting.
But and it's also part of sales. If you're in sales, one of the things that they'll teach you or you'll learn is learn to counteract objections. That's why is the car so priced? Well, it's priced at. So if you are raised objections, if you're a good salesperson, you'll counter those objections with a positive angle.
All right. Shall I continue? What are you making a face for, Pip?
For one thing, this is just like a housekeeping. Are you saying she's saying 4X, or which was the name of the place before?
No. Forex. 4X is foreign exchange. GoFX is the company.
Okay, because I didn't remember that, and I'm like, why does he keep saying that? But I understand the whole thing about objections, because my brother has a very funny thing that he does about sales objections, like countering the sales objections. But I don't know about this, though. I don't know. She's just coming at it with such a strange way. I'm not getting it like pure salesmanship, but I really thought she was going to say, something like, no, if you're not going to invest, I'm going to leave you, or,
right.
Do that like as a saucy little trick or something. But I don't know. It doesn't smell like pure sales.
So I go.
Just a couple of things, Pip. Number one, good housekeeping on that to clarify that, because I was a little confused on that. So Forex is the foreign exchange. GoFX is what she's trying to sell. Second point is, she's not that great of a salesman. We actually have a scammer trying to sell stock. So it's not like this is a legitimate businesswoman who sells this stuff, but she's a businesswoman making it. She's a scammer that decided she's going to sell fucking stock.
Well, it's not stock. It's cryptocurrency.
You're getting that inconsistency of a salesperson.
Good point.
Well, she's not selling stock. She's selling cryptocurrencies and foreign currencies. That's the gimmick. Basically,
that point taken. But she is still a scammer selling cryptocurrencies.
Right. That's why I'm like, this doesn't seem like a realistic sales pitch. Stupid. It's not. Okay.
Another thing I want to point out, is she a scammer or is she a scammer moonlighting? And this is her side hustle.
Yeah, it's just such a weird mix.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm confused.
That's what makes this interesting because
we've
been doing this scammer stuff six, 7 years. Ain't never seen this before. No.
So this is what I say to her. I go, LOL, let's hope this platform stays alive and well. I go, well, first of all, websites with punctuation and grammatical errors raise red flags. So I had checked out her website, the GoFX Invest website, and there were some red flags. Would you like to know a little bit more about my research showed at the time for GoFX Invest?
Yes.
All right. So the first thing I noticed is there does not seem to be anything of significance online about them other than their website. There's some Instagram accounts with hashtags them, but it's very odd for like a legitimate trading house to like that there'd be like nothing about them, no real reviews.
Because vague information is always something to put your savings into.
Yeah. Also, so this is this is happening in August of 2019. I looked up the domain. It was created in March of 2019. So it was created.
Got to start somewhere.
I guess, yes, but that doesn't give me a lot of comfort. But keep that in mind. Pay attention that March of 2019. As of this show, the website GoFXInvest.com no longer exists. So,
interesting.
Now, when you put GoFXInvest.com in Bing at the time, you got HTTPS wa.com.com. EaglesLogos.com. The site is registered to a Nigerian.
Really?
Stop the fucking presses.
Now remember, she's claiming that her company is in England. That's what she's claiming.
Yes.
So
she's lying.
Well, listen. I did my due diligence. And also another red flag. The site had no phone number to contact them. So if you want to call them up and ask them questions, you couldn't do that. Now, these are all the reason I'm bringing this all to the fore is, first of all, so you guys know that now I know that she's full of shit. But also, if you come in contact with somebody who tries to do a Forex scam, these are some red flags that you can look for, because this is not the only one out there. This just happened to be the unfortunate soul that crossed my path. So
well, wait a minute. You know, I always like when you're looking to see if somebody that you're going to do business with on the internet is legitimate, and you go to the contact us page, and it says "fuck you." Yeah. I always invest there.
So you've been to DavinComedy.com. Okay, good. So now I know, we are full game on all the lies. All the not knowing about her business. Then I do the we are full game on. Again, what's the angle? What's she going for? Either way, she's a scamming whore. So, so now I need to keep her engaged for as long as possible and waste as much of her resources. The question is, how long can I keep up the shenanigans? So we are a month in. I want Pip to write this down and put this someplace. I want you both to guess how long I will be able to keep Carolyn on the hook.
Cool. Okay. Wait a second. So now
we are in August 2019. We are already 1 month in. So give me the total, including the first month I've already invested. Is it just going to be 1 month and a day? Are we going to be 3 months, a year, whatever? Give me your guess, and I want Pip to keep this in a safe place. And whenever this ends, we will revisit it.
Okay. Well, I think 4 months sounds good to me.
So 3 more months. So July and then 3 more months.
Three plus more months.
Four. All right. 4 months for Pip. What do you say, Joe? I didn't hear it. What? Oh, his mic went out again.
Oh, damn it.
There. What, Joe?
I say
October. So October?
October. October.
So that July, August, September. So he's saying about 4 months, too.
Okay, so we're both.
All right, so that you guys are putting a lot of faith in me, because you know this bitch ain't getting no money, but you think I can keep her going for another 3 months. Thank you for your confidence. Let's see if you both will be rewarded, or if you'll look very foolish. It could go much longer. It could go much shorter. Or you guys could have nailed it. We will see. And nobody has to eat dog food on this wager. We're just having fun.
Okay, good. Woo, all right.
Also, the scams that we've done prior to this usually have been along the same lines, where we can really make a very good educated guess on where this is going to be. Me especially, because I do the clips every week. I sit with this stuff week in and week out. We've never had a scammer like this before. So both Pip and my guess is pretty much an educated one, a non-educated one, because we've never had a scammer like this before.
This kind, yeah.
So let us continue with Carolyn and my conversation from August 28th of 2019. She goes, "Are you a man who doesn't support his wife?" I go, "No, boo. Are you a woman who just wants money?"
Fresh.
She goes, it's my business. Wanting you to be part of it doesn't mean I just want money. You make it seem like it's a crime. Well, it is.
Kind of. A little bit.
You make it seem like it's a crime just because I want you to be part of what I do. But what you do is a criminal fucking engagement. So, yes, it would be a fucking crime. And you're not asking me to partner up. You're asking me to give my money so you could have it. That's what you're... We're not really a team here. I'm the fucking rube, and you're the one who gets the money. That's what you really want, Carolyn. So let's see how this goes. It might be time to blow this shit up. You guys might be woefully wrong. Let's see what happens.
Uh-oh.
I go. Just a question. Did not mean to offend, Carolyn. My apologies. I hate mixing money, and, well, I don't know what we are. I'm trying to soften. I'm trying to backpedal here.
You got the baby powder out. All
yep,
right.
yep. Got to powder her ass, as Joe would say.
Yep.
She goes, can I get a few minutes to myself? I'll text you later. I'm really in a sore mood. I think you see me in a bad light. No. I saw Pip before in a bad light. There was no light, but I don't see you in a bad light.
Well, she ran out of answers. You boxed her into a corner right now. She got to get out.
I do not. Listen, we all have histories, and mine includes some bad things with women and money. You did not do those things. You're not responsible for those things. Still, they are my experiences. And if you want, we can keep chatting and see where all this goes. If not, I understand, and I wish you much success in your future endeavors. Free to go. Does she go or does she stick around? Well, you guys think she sticks?
She sticks around.
You guys just bet 4 months. Of course you think that. She goes, I've also had bad experiences. I understand you. Yes, you do, my little fishy. Yes, you do. Stay on that line. I go, so you wish to stay? She goes, but you constantly bringing things up that make me feel bad. I go, I don't constantly bring it up, only when you ask me to invest. Why can't I support you and be proud of your accomplishments without being intertwined financially with them? Because that's not how the scam works, stupid. But it's a legitimate...
Now, can I interrupt one second? Right here is a decision to make. The question you should ask right now is to stick around. Or is she going to go? Because right now, it's just such a big objection where how far can I go with this? Is this really the investment I need to make to get this guy's money right now? You know? So at this point, that's where you should ask that question.
So she goes, I go, I don't constantly, I answer that. She goes, well, it's just getting to talk to you daily has brought us closer a little. Go on.
Okay.
Doesn't make you more honest, I noticed, but alright, it brought us closer. I go, I like talking with you. I love that you're passionate about your new career. She goes, financially I'm stable. Me talking to you about investing is me wanting to enlarge my empire. What fuels my passion is getting people who are interested in getting the best out of the Forex market. Self-development and company growth is what I chase.
She's reading out of the fucking brochure on that one. That's the prepared statement that she had in training, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't usually work with your pal.
Yeah, that's in the brochure, yeah.
I go enlarging with money I give you, and then if something goes bad between us or the money, it gets messy. I'm approaching this like a real relationship, by the way.
Yeah.
She goes, one thing I've been good at all my life is being accountable for every single penny that has been entrusted to me. I seriously doubt that. I think that's a bold, red-faced, italics lie.
But you know what, though? It is horseshit. It's a good counter. I mean, if this was all legit, it is a good counter, what she said.
It is.
Absolute horseshit, but it is a counter to that objection you had.
Yes.
Well, and I go, I believe you. I really don't. But I say, I believe you.
For the sake of you, yes.
She goes,
She goes,
our relationship is different from our business. If a relationship goes messy and I try to do anything negative with the money invested, I'm killing the reputation of my company and my image as a trader. All these breaches come with fines and a whole lot of negative records on my portfolio. Excellent counter. Like she's got, like there's some like moral code, some scruples, like she's on the up and up. If I was just a maroon... you go, well, you know what? She's got a point there. I mean, there's fines. It's
like
a reputation.
Like I said, absolute horseshit, but it's a good counter.
if I screw this up, I'm going to be censured by the scammers board.
Yes.
Do you think that I can afford that?
Yes.
Right. At this moment right now, you two are going shovel to shovel.
Shovel to shovel. Yes, we are. I go, the only time we fight is when we talk money. She goes, that's because you always bring up the fight. Anytime I talk about what I do, the air suddenly becomes thick. All right, shovel to shovel, as Joe would say. I go, not at all. I support everything you do, just when you tell me to invest. Let me ask you a question. Have I demonstrated a knowledge of markets, trade stocks, and crypto, etc.? She goes, you've asked some questions. Okay, what's the crime in asking you to invest in what I do? She's not good at this, because I've clearly demonstrated I know more than she does about this shit. So she should...
And her professed level of expertise, as I've said in past shows, she should be able to rattle off information if that's her gig. Because if that's your gig, like I said, if you ask me stuff about where I think construction is going to be in the new year or this, that, and the other thing, I could give you my points right off the top of my head because this is what I do day in and day out. Yeah, I'm in a construction business. I know where projects are going, how the market feels. That's my job. What I should know, you know. So, and that she should be able to rattle those.
She goes, what's the crime in asking you to invest in what I do? I said, there is no crime. She goes, can we talk about this some other time? I'm about to handle some reports here at the office. I go, sure, have a nice day. And then later on, she says, she comes back later. She goes, hello, dear. I go, how was your day at the office? Any word of your friend's husband? Remember, her friend's husband had a stroke.
Oh, right.
She goes, it was great, covered a lot, he's getting better. I go, all good stuff, he goes home tomorrow, right? She goes, yeah, I think so, the doctor said 3 days. I go, I think that day is the third day. You are the math girl in this duo. She goes, yes it is, yeah. And I go, I'll be the looks. She goes, and I'll be the brains, but she's not. She's not. She goes, I'll be the brains. I go, perfect. I'll be your trophy insta-hubby. I'm making it clear to this, her. She's not getting my money. I cannot be more clear. It is time to cut and run. It is time to make Joe and Pip look very foolish on their four-month prediction. It is time to leave. However, she says, you want this all to end on Instagram?
Countering your objection. She's countering your objection.
Yeah, but this is a little turn here. A little turn, you know, maybe a little more. I go, boo. She goes, are you preparing a spreadsheet of my choices? She goes, you haven't even made a move. You make it seem like I'm forcing it. It seems like she wants me to take this to the next level, whether I invest or not.
Yeah, it does.
I think she's trying to keep you. Basically, obviously, you're not her only mark. She may have maybe about five marks or so, maybe 10 marks, and you concentrate on that. You know, it's not, you're not going to get every sale. I'm in the middle of a promotion, and there was a 9% portion of the promotion that and about 35 emails went out in regards to the promotion. I got 6 orders. That's not bad. That's kind of the ratio for that. I mean, it's been a bad year, but nonetheless, I got 6 sales. That's kind of what I was, you know, going on.
Listen,
on objections I've had, people that'll maybe get back to me. So if she's got about 10 marks and she's got 2 so far, she might want to go for another 2. She's keeping you on the hook because it's not from a romance angle. It's not from a scammer angle. She's coming off on a business angle on the ratio of calls to sales.
Well, also, I'm still talking to her. As long as we're talking, there's a chance.
Right.
Right.
She goes, you haven't even made a move yet. You make it seem like I'm forcing out. Not at all. I would love to see where this goes. I would love to be more than love it to be more than only an Instagram thing. You are brutal. I make a move and you don't comment. You're a stone cold killer. She disappeared for a while. LOL. Boo to you. Your silence has relegated you to just Insta wifey. So I'm getting a little pouty here. I'm not going to stand for this shit. You can't just disappear on me. She goes, I had a rest for a while. You don't even want a reason. I go, it was mid-conversation, but yes, please tell me, are you there? Then she disappeared. August 29th, 2019. She goes, hey, babe.
Can I stop you for a second? She's giving you a little bit of the real Davin, okay? One of the things the real Davin does, if you, well, I can't do it. Well, why can't you do this? This is blah, blah, you know, and she's giving you a taste of your own real medicine.
Yeah, it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out in real life. It's not going to work out for her. You guys know. It doesn't.
Okay, just made an observation.
All right, noted. She goes, this is August 29th, the next day. She goes, hey, Bay, how are you doing? What have you been up to? Now you are giving me the silent treatment. Hello? I don't respond to her that day. August 30th, 2019.
Ooh, hard to get.
Most certainly. And I think I was dealing with Lacey, too. I don't have time for all this shit.
You're up to your ass. Yeah,
you're busy. I'm up to my ass and scared. I might have been dealing with Han also at this point. I had a lot of shit going on. I'm up to my ass and scammers. So the next day, I go, good morning, Boo. How are you doing? She goes, I'm good. I go, I'm glad. I go, what have you been up to? She goes, making myself happy. She goes, I go, how are you doing that? She goes, doing what I love. I go, okay, Miss Vague, what is that? You've been weird since you said I have not made a move. I made a move and you changed. She goes,
that's you to her or her to you?
That was me to her.
Mm-hmm.
I go, she goes, Carolyn goes, you were giving me attitude. Read my chat and don't reply. What the fuck? If you don't want to chat with me, it's fine now. Apparently, she thought I was in the palm of her hand, and I gave her a little wake up that I might be ready to jump. I don't need this shit. I think that rattled her a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you gotta understand something. She's dealing with, unfortunately, people that are very susceptible to this scam, susceptible to investing their money. Okay, you're a fly in the ointment, you know? And out of, like I said, out of the 8 calls she might do, now she's coming up to you. And it's, maybe she's having a who needs this shit moment.
So I go, I ask what you love to do. First of all, you do that to me all the time. Second, yesterday was crazy, and I was not in a place where I could have a good convo. You said make a move and did not respond. What the fuck? I'm trying to chat with you. It's not like you've never blown me off. She wants to go shovel to shovel? I got a big fucking shovel. Let's go.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to, because she's a hot piece of ass. She's got all these guys that are kissing her ass on Instagram. That's not going to be me.
That's what I was saying. And she's not used to this. And she's getting flustered because you keep calling her on the carpet. Also, she might be insulted that on something she professes to be an expert on, you're tripping her up.
Because she's not. Because she's not.
Of course, but in her eyes, you're making her feel like an asshole.
Well, that's my job. So she goes, what are you up to? I go, what do you want from me? Friendship? Love? Money? Ugh. Can't even have a conversation without you vanishing. She kept on vanishing, which is fucking annoying. She goes, sorry, I'm busy. I will chat once I'm done. I go, fine. Still would like to know what you want from me. She goes, calm down. I'll give you a call after work today. Give me your number. Again, she wants my fucking phone number.
Yeah.
I go, I'm very
annoying.
Calm. I go, I'm very calm. Answer the question. She goes,
hey, I got to interrupt one more time. You have to notice on this one, there are a lot of the scammers that have come back nasty. But however, there's no my king, my love, my cherished one, all that buttery horseshit that they have. She's very cut and dry with stuff. And she's not really, on the romance side, powdering your ass. And that might be because she's trying to keep up this facade of being a business person that really doesn't want to get the romance in there and not really get a pat on your ass because she wants to keep it on a business level.
No, but she has just indicated that she's willing to take this to a different place.
Yeah,
but not be that subservient doing it.
Well, yeah. We'll see. I'm running shit up in this fucking yard.
Yeah.
She goes, let's talk on the phone. We will discuss about everything. I go, first answer the question. It is easy, really. I'm not letting her off the hook. What do you want out of this relationship? Because I know what I want out of this relationship, and I'm getting it. Content. But what do you want? She goes, friendship. I'm very comfortable with you. Why does this come up? I would like to speak to you. I go, friendship is fine. Then why did you tell me to make a move? What the fuck? Like she made me vulnerable. Nay, nay. Nay, nay. She goes, I wanted you to come out of your comfort zone with me. The truth is, I really want more with you. Fucking woman. What? All right.
Huh.
All right. I go, you want to make me uncomfortable? This is already weird, LOL. She goes, no, dear, just be cool with me. I go, I thought I was. I let you be you. This is a very weird interaction.
Yeah.
It's if this was a real relationship, I'd be like, this is going to be a federal case. I'm talking on your end, okay? On your end. If I was in a relationship with somebody like this, it's like, this is a, I don't need this. This is a federal case.
You were. It was called marriage.
As this progresses, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get more complicated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're right. And it will. I go, I thought I was. I let you be you. She goes, I'm sorry if I upset you with my behavior. Occasional mood swings. She's retreating now.
Yeah.
I go, like I said, I accept you. I don't judge you. You could have even said money, and I would have accepted. But our origin story is just weird. Again, I'm giving her an out. Fucking come clean. Come clean, and let's see where this goes. She goes, we are way past that. Instagram brought us together in a crazy way. I go, LOL, I thought it was your quest for investors, but you are my Insta-wifey. It wasn't Instagram. She wanted fucking investments.
Yeah.
She goes, and that too. I go, she goes, yeah, babe. I go, okay, so we will see where this goes. I must tell you, I lost my penis in a farming accident.
What? You just slapped me in the face with that lost penis. What? What? Where'd that come from? Yeah.
I got a show to write.
I lost my penis in a farming accident.
If we're gonna if we're gonna take this to the next level, she should know. I would hate for her to be an unpleasant surprise. It happens. It happens. And then she liked that. She wound up giving that statement a like. I go, that gets a like. I go, you were either weird or cruel. She goes, are you serious?
I really like nubbins.
All right, I do too.
I lost my penis in a farming accident. And she clicked like.
I go now, about
in the
what?
In the season sensitive, she thinks you're fucking around.
Well, I don't. She might be concerned. I go about the accident. Are you being weird or cruel? She goes, I'm sorry, honey. That was a mistake. I go, what was a mistake? Liking the picture, I actually meant that as a question. I asked earlier, are you serious? Was that for your message I liked? And then I...
Laughing? It took him 5 hours to find my cock at the corn crib. You're sitting there fucking thumbs up? Fuck you, lady.
No, it was an accident. I meant to click laughy face.
Yeah, seriously, that's right.
Fish my cock out of the corn crib, and there you are, fucking funny face. Fuck you.
I still got it. I still can make the kids laugh.
I was like, where is it? Where is it? Where
detachable is it? Penis.
Oh, yeah.
You laugh? 5 hours. Bunch of farmhands, too.
Don't let the hogs eat the cock. I go late night, out partying? She goes, no, I'm reading a course outline for my next meeting with the students. By the way, we've moved on from my dick falling off, by the way. We have moved on. We've glossed over that.
No, we have not moved on from the cock being in the corn crib.
Losing your cock in a farming accident. Five pound hands going through a corn crib with... on their face. Meanwhile, one of the chickens ran off with it. Had to fucking pry it out of his her beak. Not the blowjob I'm really looking for.
The cock! The cock! The cock!
Usually in a farm, it's cock a doodle doo. It's cock a where a where.
You guys really storyboarded this whole thing out.
Yeah, you know.
workshop. You get us that.
But we can still workshop.
The kid still has it. The kid still has. I wonder what her reaction was to that. Like, what the fuck?
You have to be like, what? What?
So I ask her if she was out partying because it's late night. She goes, no, I'm reading a course outline for my next meeting with the students. Remember, she has the classes where they give with the college students with the Forex, and she asked me if I wanted to donate, which I don't. I go, how does a girl that looks like she has so much fun never have any fun? She goes, I do get out of the house and have fun, but I have a ton load of work on my hands with little or no help. I can't afford any slips now. I'm trying to hit my mark. I think I'm the mark she's trying to hit.
Maybe let's pretend for a second that this was a real person. Now, if somebody threw that revelation at you, wouldn't you be so uncomfortable you might not know what to say?
I don't know. You guys seem fine with it.
Oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, I would need to know the story.
Because not many people lose their cock
in a farting accident.
No, Joe. No, you're wrong. It's the silent majority.
Is that why farmers are so angry?
I'm sure it's happened, but you know what? It's usually not brought up so matter of factly. Like, oh, look, it's cloudy out. Oh, I lost my cock in a farming accident. It doesn't
Yeah. Yeah. Just another Wednesday.
Funny.
She's trying to hit a mark. I go, how can they put so much on you while you're learning too? And then I tell her I believe she will hit it. I'm being very supportive. She goes, we learn every day. Thank you, dear. I go, it just seems like a lot. I worry about you, but you are determined and that is an admirable quality. She goes, I really appreciate all those kind words. They warm my heart. I go, aw, well, it's true. She goes, thank you, dear. You're sweet and kind. I go, thank you. Don't let it get out. It would ruin my image. She says she'll keep it to herself. I thank her. She says, I'm slowly getting to my heart, and that's the best place you could be. I lose a cock, but I'm gaining a heart. Things are looking up for you.
There you go. There's always a sunny side.
Sure. I go, oh, well, it's not my mission, but I wouldn't mind it either. We are certainly advancing, it would seem, to something a bit more lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Yeah, despite your lack of genitals.
And,
maybe
right,
because
I
of.
I was going to say, she wants to continue with this romantically while your cock is in the back 40? I don't know. Getting pecked at by a crow?
It's 40 acres, and where'd I put my mule? That's what's going on over here.
The cock got my cock. Give that back, rooster.
So I say, when I have your heart, do I get to see you? She goes, yeah, baby. Hopefully work would have been cleared up. I go, why does work prevent seeing you? She goes, we have to work on the way you end. And then I go, we have to work on the way you end conversations. She disappeared again. All right, we'll do a little bit more. We're having fun. We'll do a little bit more. August 31st, we will end the month, shall we? We'll end the month?
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
She goes, sorry, dears, most times I have to attend to a client. I go, I don't think you were attending to clients after midnight. How long have you been working on the GoFX Invest platform? That's where she claims she works. She doesn't answer. Then later on I go, good morning, my little titan of trading. She goes, thank you, dear. Good morning to you. She says 5 years now.
Yes! That's where the date on the website comes into play, because there was no website then.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. I thought after the penis falling off, I thought we were really getting lovey-dovey here, but apparently she's still lying to me. It's very unfortunate. So, as we said earlier, she's claiming 5 years, but the website just came to be in March, which is like 5 months before this, 4 months, something like that. March, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, 5-6 months before that. So,
are you going to question her? I got to ask a quick question. Are you going to question her on the website? And if you are, leave it right here.
Well, we have to think about what I'm thinking about here. In my mind, this is smarter. With all her fuck-ups, this scammer is different and something smarter than a lot. She's better spoken than a lot that I've dealt with. She's probably the best spoken one we've had since Belinda. Probably better spoken than Belinda. And she seems on the ball. So I have to weigh here. Clearly, if I go in too heavy-handed, I could ruin it. So I have to weigh this. Because clearly we have a lot of things to do. So I think what we've seen fake Davin do thus far is he picks his spots. He lets her know that he knows she's full of shit, and she seems to gloss right past that. That seems to be the common theme here. I call her on bullshit, but I haven't really interrogated the scammer yet. But let's continue. Let's finish the day. She goes, 5 years now. I go, wow, do you work for GoFX Invest or do you just use their platform to trade? She goes, I work and also use the platform for trading. And I ask what else she does. She goes, I also an account manager at GoFX Invest. I go, for the whole 5 years? She goes, nope, I became a manager 3 years back. I gave her the out. I gave her the out to clarify some shit. She doubled down. So I got a decision to make.
And here's an interesting thing. You would think she would realize that you're kind of savvy with stuff, but savvy on the business end, on the trade end. But I don't think she realizes that you do background research in the respect on how old that website is. So, you know, even though she might wise up if she does on things going on in the market, in regards to the business itself, the website itself, he might not realize that you do background research.
Yeah, that never works out well for them.
Right, she could go, well, five years, but then she goes, but I've been with them for 3. Well, you got some explaining to do because the fucking thing's been up only a year.
So you think I should sink my fangs into her right now?
No.
Yeah, no, because our friend. This is where you could decide, because that's almost going to be a deal breaker, you know? It's going to be a deal breaker. That's why I was saying maybe if you were going to pull her on it, we'd leave it next week. It's just, but it's actually going to be a deal breaker, because if you show that you've looked into it, how much more investment can she make if she knows that you are savvy with this and will question her every bit of the way? Because it gets to a point where I'm wasting a lot of time on any margin I might make on this sale. And sometimes with customers, you got to go, if my margin is 5% after I'm done with this, fuck it. I don't even need that. I need to live on at least a 15% margin on what I'm doing. If this is 5%, it's in a business mind, it's not worth it. I got to cut bait on you.
I go, good deal. Point. I go, good deal. Did you have a nice day? I let it go. I figured now's not the time.
It was the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, I did. What about you? I go, it was busy. I go, what'd you do? She said she hung out with colleagues and had fun. She asked what I did. I go, entertains and acts. I'm bringing another fact, another something else in here. I mean, I have a penis that's lost in a farm accident, and now I have an ex that's in the picture. She goes, an ex-girlfriend? I go, yes. She goes, okay. I said she showed up scared and needed a place to stay. So.
Huh.
Did she leave after the accident?
What?
Did she leave after the accident?
She was the cause of the accident.
I was just going to say that.
She goes,
the clutch on the tractor and in you went.
She goes,
it's cute if she drives the tractor. No, it's not.
She goes, okay. I go, all of a sudden your answers are brief. Is something wrong? Hello?
Oh.
Shall we end?
So she got a little jealous because there was an ex hanging out, huh?
Well, I mean, I could read on, or we could leave it there.
I'll leave it there, and here's a closing thought of mine. I don't think she cut it off because, well, no pun intended, because of the ex. Because it's her end game is not romance, and her end game is bringing you in on a business level and not a romance level. So if you've got a girlfriend, that's just another objection for another day. You know, it's how far does she have to go to keep her margin? Because basically, when you sell something, you have to look at how much effort. You're not working for free. So how much effort is it doing going out to get this? A small example is the day program. There is a company we deal with. They do a lot with another brand we sell, but on my brand, it's a lot of work. They want dimensions. They want this. I got to fill this out. And I'm working on a 5% margin. And I've said a couple of times, I go, fuck them. I don't want to sell them because I'm not making anything here. This is bullshit. If she feels that way with you because this is taking so long, you know, I might be the out.
So you think despite her inclinations are that she is looking for something more possibly, you still think she's not going to be bothered by this at all?
If she feels that it's not moving fast enough where her labor to get the sale is offsetting a decent margin on reeling you in, she might say, the hell with it. A lot of times, you've done sales. When you did sales and you're going for a mortgage and stuff like that, if you feel that your effort, that what the company's paying, what your commission is, you're losing out on the time to get that sale, you might say, I got to let it go. I got to go somewhere, you know, I'll go to somewhere else. So for a business aspect, I think that's where she might be right now.
And what do you think, Pip? Are we going to see a little jealousy?
I don't know why it's not reasonable because of all the reasons that Joe just said, but I think we are.
Okay. So, all right. So mark that down that you guys have differing opinions, and we will see which one of you is right next week. Very good.
Okay.
I feel like that was an eventful episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Basically,
you know, we're working on two things. You're working on the romance angle, and you threw a couple of wrenches that could affect it on the romance angle, but you also have the business angle. You also held back because if you questioned her on the website, it's time to pack your shit and go. You know, how far can you, if you're questioning her on the website that you said that, well, it's been up for 5 years, we've only been involved for 3, but the fucking thing is only a year old. That's a kind of tough objection to come back from because now you're questioning legitimacy. If the legitimacy isn't there, then you're like, well, how far can I go if I don't have the fact of legitimacy? You held off on that, so there's a little bit more to go.
I think this one is a little bit more nuanced than some of our more recent engagements.
A little bit, yes. A little bit. You're playing
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game of chess. It's a good game of chess so far.
I wonder who will win.
I think we already know that
she will.
Yeah.
She has my full portfolio. It's working out really well.
Yeah,
that's why I was able to afford the $125 lake membership because of all the money I made back with Carolyn.
Forget the hot car. Let me just get in the cool lake.
Absolutely.
That looks like a nice lake. It's worth $125 to see.
It's really nice. It's really nice. Yeah. There's a marina right by it, too. They have picnics. They have a big stage where you can have, like, outside concerts. They have a playground. I think they have some barbecues, a little beach. It's really nice. But let's be honest about shit, though. At least in my mind, the lake, a little white trashy. I picture lakes white trashy and oceans a little bit more my speed. But I'm white trashing it, and I'm loving it.
You never been to Field 2 at Robin Moses, my friend.
Was that white trash? All right. You know what it is? I've been spoiled by all these warm places that have crystal blue water. I don't go down to the Jersey Shore that much to remind me that goes, nay, nay, plenty of white trash on the shore, too. Not just a lake thing.
Right.
But it's nice. I got to tell you something. What's nice about this lake, so far, none of the distractions of good-looking women running around. I can really focus on staring ahead at the lake.
Well, I'm glad that you could focus.
You know, it's basically kids, women built like boxes, and Canadian geese. It's really very nice.
can't get in trouble with the missus there.
Most certainly cannot. But no, it's nice. We might actually go again on a Thursday. Weather's supposed to be nice. It's nice. I wish we would have known. We wish we would have known about it when our daughter was younger. We would have taken her there when we were younger. Just learned about it. But it's nice.
Yeah, you know about it. Make the day. Now, Thursday's supposed to be a nice day. Make the day. Get out. Go.
That's what I plan on doing. Some of that stuff. All right. Good stuff tonight. Let's thank Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Thank you so much, Russ. We appreciate everything.
Thank you.
For his continued support of our endeavors. We certainly appreciate it. Yesterday was 9 years ago to the day that my daughter started training with Russ. She's not training now. He retired, and she gave it up.
Wow.
But, yeah, 9 years ago, she started with him when she was four.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow.
Anyway, laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compete to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. So that was the show tonight. Fun show. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good.
Fun.
Glad everybody survived Hurricane Isaiah. Whatever the fuck this bitch is.
Barely.
Pip got lights back. Joe's office decided to send him out in the middle of the storm. Everything's good. We're going to do you a favor. We're going to let you go home when the storm's at its height. You're welcome.
I know.
No. And it got nasty, and like I said, we lost power and everything. It's like, wrap it up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wrap it up. Waste your time on the on the highway. Don't waste your time here. Take your chances, kids. Go. As Tracy Holman used to say at the end of a show, go home.
Go home. Go home. Well, yeah, it's like, wow, the wind's really whipping. It looks terrible out there. Why don't you go home now?
You're not taking a dump here. You take your dump at home. You're not using our toilet paper.
Yeah, it came up unexpected. Like I said, they're very good to us, man. You know, it is what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching, whether it be live or on the replay or on podcast. We certainly appreciate it. We will see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching. We will see you all.